Hi, and welcome to another podcast episode. Just piling them up after going, did Eric stop doing the podcast? It's Eric. Thanks so much for being here. This is a return guest, but maybe it's been a couple of years. As I like to say, or actually I stumbled onto thinking and saying this during our conversation that you're about to hear, like, you're probably on this person's hard drive. Less creepily, I like to say, if you have seen your picture somewhere, there is a high likelihood the Dougie Fresh, Doug Heinbaugh, took that picture. I don't know how he can manage to be in so many places. He is a wonderfully decent, kind, sacrificing human being. We're not going to talk about the demons that he had to overcome. He is open about that, although I want the full story one day. He, I believe, beat alcoholism. That's why if you see him saying, let's raise a Diet Coke, that's the reason behind that. We'll save that story for another time because Doug has been on a nonprofit palooza all week, highlighting some of the places that he has gotten very close with. And he is on the board of Jake and Cooper's Bark Park. They have an event he will invite you to. And then Monday evening, the 22nd, as Doug said, we'll go to the old cliche, we're killing two birds with one stone here. He would like to invite you to Film Toledo's Mixer. You might remember Michael DeSanto and Charles Wetzel from Film Toledo describing what they do and then all the nerdy Star Trek stuff we got into if you made it that far in the podcast. We recorded that earlier this year. They have an event, and Doug, being a part of Film Toledo, will invite you to that, and we'll get into it now.
How's it going, Eric Chase?
It's going well. So, can you give me like 15 or 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I wanted to catch up with you about your nonprofit palooza. I know there's another name for it, because it's such a cool idea, and we are all seeing all your pictures, but then I remember there's other stuff that we could fill the time up with, so I'm like, it's time for Doug to make another visit here.
Well, I do appreciate it. Yeah, there's a whole lot going on. This nonprofit palooza, I like that one.
What did you call it, and what was the idea behind all of this?
Well, I just kind of called it a nonprofit celebration week. That has become a big part of my world over the past 3 years through, you know, Dougie Fresh photography, but it's even outside of work. A lot of what I spend my time doing and what a lot of my interests are all tie in with what the nonprofit world in Northwest Ohio does. And so I had been taking a lot of photos recently for Junior Achievement and the Ability Center and Mommy Valley Habitat for Humanity. And I always like to try and share my work, especially when it's something good that'll resonate with the community a little bit so that they can see some of these things that I'm at are just incredible. And I'm like, if everybody knew about this stuff, they'd feel even better about the city that they live in. So I could have enough to do 2 or 3 weeks of posts like that. I'm just going to keep it to 7 days and kind of go over some ones that have really impacted me. And that's where we're at. We're through 5 of those 7 so far, and it's been a lot of fun, and I've gotten a lot of good feedback from it.
You heard Doug say Dougie Fresh. That's the photography name. Another way to put it, as I like to describe you, is if you've seen your picture pop up somewhere, Toledo.com, elsewhere, you probably took it, Doug.
Well, I have earned a bit of a reputation for being everywhere, and that kind of works out. But yeah, there's not a lot of people in this town that do, you know, quite what I do. And even of those, not a lot of them put in the time and cover the miles that I do to try and stay involved and showcase the best of what Toledo's got through all of the different outlets that I have.
I might soon give you, so I initially made this award after Sam Meldon, but there was somebody else who I
just saw him yesterday.
He was the first one who I'm like, how are you all these places? Like, how do you have enough hours in the day and you're still a great dad and husband? There's somebody else that moved along with that, and I had to give them the award. But how do you find all the time? Because you're bouncing to all these different places, like, and some of these things are happening at the same time.
Well, I think one thing that really helps me out is I don't know, I can think of the bigger picture, and I'm a very I don't know, I'm always looking for opportunities the same way that I'm always looking for a picture. So if you look at a typical day where, you know, maybe I will go meet some people down at Rust Belt Coffee, and then I'll have to go shoot a job for Habitat for Humanity over in West Toledo, and then I'll finish up with something for the Metro Parks back down at Glass City Metro Park in the evening. You could look at that, okay, well, that's a busy day. You're at three places. I look at it as in, what are all the places that I'm at in between? Because when I'm driving by, well, I have to cut by University of Toledo on the way there. Oh, look, there's something happening there. Bam, I am prepared. I am ready for an opportunity. And when that comes, I have a camera right there and I can get it and keep on moving on. So I think like that. Like, I don't really, it doesn't turn off. It's always with me.
Oh, I get it. I mean, I'm the same way. And you and I, we both know mental health quite well, good and bad. I mean, we're both in much better spots than where we were. Like, I'm the same way, where I'm always looking for content to talk about on the shows, and it's good and bad. There's almost always something to talk about, but then sometimes it can be very draining when I want to shut all that off. I hope you have a really good accountant. I hope you're writing all those miles and gas off.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's tough because, you know, the line is really blurred even for me between what's work and what's my life, because they're so one and the same when I'm involved in as many things as I am. And yeah, so it's interesting. Kristen has really helped me. My girlfriend has helped me out a lot to, you know, try and, I don't know, put those in compartments a little bit more and maybe respect the boundary between them. But in general, I think I've got a pretty good handle on it, and I like being able to, you know, serve a bunch of people and make as many people happy as possible with what I do.
Was there one event, now I don't think I've ever asked you this before, and I don't know the answer. Was there one event or person or picture over the course of all this? And you, I feel weird saying I'm so proud of you, because I look up to you in so many ways, but I am so proud of you. 'Cause remember, we were sitting at SIP 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And you were like, man, I hope the Metro Parks thing comes through for me. And in a very short period of time, I'm sure the Metro Parks would love to have more of you, but you're just so many other places. When was the moment or person or place when you're like, I don't want to just be a photographer. I want to be a photographer that helps all these causes. Because one of the things I like to do is let people know all these great things we have going on. That's how I do the radio show and the podcast. You do that, and you already explained that, with your photos. Was there a person, place, or time where you're like, I want to show people what's happening and the causes they can get involved in?
I think, yeah, and I think you were right on to it, and they're going to be my last post of this nonprofit series that I'm doing, which is, of course, the best for last, the Metro Parks. And one person, you know, among many, it's wild. I've been, you know, pretty involved with them for over 4 years now, and I still haven't met anybody at the Metro Parks that I'd be like, they're kind of a jerk. You know, they're all good people.
Matt Killam. He'd be he'd be a self-admitted jerk.
No. Well, he's the person I was going to talk about, though, that has actually been just so instrumental to everything that I've done from the beginning. He believed in me. He saw a way that I tell stories that they had not been able to tell that for themselves. And I get complimented on it by him even recently for, you know, my ability as somebody who's outside the fence, as they like to put it, and not, you know, not a Metro Parks employee, but as somebody adjacent who has enough, you know, has enough of an ability to tell a story that they couldn't tell without me. And that has meant a lot to me when I first decided to, you know, go do this professionally. You know, I was scared to death. Oh my gosh, I'm probably going to have to raise my prices and make this to something I can work with. And Matt said, you've got us. I believe in what you do, and what you do is worth what you need to charge. And he kind of gave me permission to set myself up for where I'm at now, because I thought, well, they're already my biggest, you know, client. If they're going to, you know, bear through this with me and help me grow, then I'm going to do it. And that really helped me to you know, set the tone and build a good foundation for where I'm at. And as May 15th comes up, that'll be 3 years full time that I've been freelance with no other jobs and able to support myself.
I remember the moment and the sentiment when we were at SIP. You were concerned that you weren't going to get a gig because you didn't do video. And I, looking back now in retrospect, like, it's a good thing you didn't get that job for exactly what you just said to me. Not that working for the Metro Parks is a bad thing, but you doing what you can do, like the same thing with all my mental health thing. Like, it's a good thing I'm not locked into like Zeph or something. Right. You can help everybody by doing all the freelance stuff. Good thing you didn't get that job.
No, well, it wasn't exactly like that, but, you know, with all due respect, there's not exactly a job with them to have right now. Art Weber has, you know, been the face of, you know, Metro Parks imagery for over 40 years. That guy started their marketing department, their graphic design. He's won awards for them. You know, there is so much stuff that they've done that has been built on the imagery and the work of Art Weber, and I will always give respect to where that's at. And I'm one of dozens of people I know who say the same thing all the time. We would love to follow in Art Weber's footsteps. Mm. So if that ever became available, that's something we'd talk about. But as far as what the Metro Parks do is they bring in a lot of outside talent to kind of keep things fresh. And one thing that I've been fortunate is I'm able to keep it fresh within what I do so that I haven't gotten stale. And thanks to the opportunities that have popped up, a lot of my imagery has been, you know, kind of the face of the Glass City Riverwalk and all the new improvements that are happening downtown. And that's such a huge honor for me. So while I do split my time between a lot of different organizations, they are still, you know, the ones I work with the most, and it's a joy. It's an absolute joy.
I might underestimate how many people who live in the area who are on your hard drive somewhere, because you just mentioned how many people, like how many tens of thousands of people have been to the Riverwalk, have been to Glass City Metro Park, and you have pictures of so many people.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I don't know them all. I mean, there's some people, you know, and that was something I was worried about when I started. You know, are people going to pop up in my photography and get mad and tell me to take that picture down or, you know, something like, and it doesn't come off like that. And I think a lot of that's because I've always made a conscious effort that I want to show everybody in their best light. And I think enough people know me and know my heart that even if there's something up there where they're like, oh, that's not my best look, they know that I put it up there with love and I'm trying to tell a bigger story.
Take it from somebody who understands what a lot of women, I guess, wanted to learn with Instagram and angles. I will delete a lot of pictures. You have never shared a bad photo of me. And I find that even with whatever software you have to be physically impossible. So yeah, you do get the best of people.
I do my best, man. That's respect to everybody out there. You know, we're all, they're all the actors and the big play that is, you know, the evolution of Toledo that we're living through right now. And I'm the camera guy.
You are. And you're doing a great job with this. So thank you. Let's switch gears. Two other things we'll do. Let's do dog stuff first. And then we'll get to Michael DeSanto and the other cause that we've talked about before with the mixer on Monday, the 22nd, I believe. So you're the one that connected me with the wonderful, like talking about Matt Kilima, great human being. Larry Schaefer is also in that top five of people in the area. Lost his son to an overdose, opened a dog park. You're on the board of Jake and Cooper's Bark Park, and they have some events coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll definitely bring up one that's going to be a week from, let me pull my calendar up, but Joan Brown is on your board, and she is also the purveyor of Unruly Arts. So at Taylor Hyundai on Thursday the 25th, Unruly Arts is going to be having an event there to kind of get their art out. So I definitely wanted to give Joan and Unruly Arts a shout out. But the big thing that we're all gearing up for right now is going to be for May 19th, and that's the Jake and Cooper's Bark Park 5K9. It's a 5K run, and we also have a one-mile walk in what we call a mutt strut, where you can bring your dogs out. There's a dog costume contest, and we would love to get some people to sign up for this. We had a really great turnout last year. Things are a little slow starting off right now, but we still have plenty more time for people to sign up. All proceeds go to Jake and Cooper's Bark Park, and everybody's welcome. Bring your dogs, bring your friends and family, and come out and join us for a beautiful day out in Oregon.
Yeah, they're located at the YMCA there. You have a dog, a wonderful dog, Elsa. I've not seen her out with you as much. Can she not do the running around since you're bopping so many places now?
Well, it all depends on, you know, there's a lot of factors that mix in, you know. I mean, she's, when it's, you know, super muddy out and things like that, I'm not out maybe doing a lot of the things that, you know, at places where she would be welcome to come along, you know.
Right.
So when the weather's not, when the weather's not so great, when it's in the middle of winter, a lot more of my opportunities happen to be indoors. And with respect to everybody around town, you know, she can't go into restaurants. She can't go into museums unless it's the Wood County Museum. You know, there's not a lot of places that, you know, she gets to go. So she takes some time to nap and hang out with her uncle, the cat. And but as springtime's rolling around and summer's rolling around, you're going to see a whole lot more of her, and you'll forget you even asked that.
Yeah, she is also a very expensive apprentice to have with you, and she certainly would deserve a raise this season.
She just got a day at the spa and a haircut down in BG today. So
good for her. She is a princess. So she is Elsa. What kind of Diet Coke do I have to get you? How many Diet Cokes do I have to get you to have her dress up as Elsa for May 19th?
Oh my goodness! If you can help me source a costume or figure all that out, I'd do it for one can of Diet Coke.
Wherever you go, just find a mom in her 30s, maybe early 40s, and ask if their kid, that kid that's probably 12 now, might have a leftover Elsa costume from when they were 6, and ask if you can borrow it.
Yeah, strap it on her. Yeah, that's actually funny. If I can pull that off, that's great. I know I'll be taking photos that day and kind of acting a little bit in the capacity of a board member, but if I can pull that off, that sounds fun, and I would love to do it. Thanks for the idea.
Last big thing, unless you want to cover anything else, the time will be yours. Let's talk about Monday night. I think I have the date right, the 22nd. You're also part of Film Toledo, which is working to bring more projects to the area so we can become more of a cinema hub, like when the Tom Hanks movie was shot here. Put Film Toledo in your words. What do you do with them, and what's the mixer?
Yeah, I'm kind of, I'm officially the director of communications, although a lot of people actually take care of all of that, including me. But I am kind of the connector and the networker. There is a lot of red tape and a lot of introductions that have to be made and things like that. And all my huge mental Rolodex has come in handy for a lot of people, but for Film Toledo, it's been really kind of indispensable, kind of putting people together. Even if you go back to the end of summer last year, when I was able to finally get, at the time, city council person Katie Moline to sit down for lunch, and I kind of snuck Michael DeSanto along, and then I just stepped aside and let those two talk because I kind of knew what would happen. And I believe it was at the end of September, we were named the official film commission for the city of Toledo, and what Michael DeSanto and Charles Wetzel started has, you know, blossomed into, you know, an actual city of Toledo kind of pseudo department. We're still working on a few more of the formalities, but yeah, that whole goal will be to bring productions here. There are people in our area, Northwest Ohio, that right now, every day of the week, or, you know, they leave on Mondays and come back on Fridays, and they go work in other cities because people aren't making movies here. People aren't making TV commercials here. People aren't doing things like that. Well, there are tax credits in Ohio for this that are trying to, you know, spur this type of, you know, development in Ohio, and that some of that needs to be directed here. We have a beautiful city that not a lot of people have seen, and we're hopefully building a good foundation with Film Toledo for that industry to really make a foothold in Northwest Ohio, and hopefully we can capture some of that money that's going to other places and keep it right here in town, along with all the other tax benefits and financial benefits that would come from that by bringing people and crew and productions into town to spend their money right here in Toledo with our businesses.
What's the mixer? So, oh, sorry, go ahead.
The mixer is our... No, that's great, and that's just what I was going to get to. The mixer is our quarterly event. We have it at Toledo Spirit, so it's going to be this coming Monday, April 22nd, from 6 to 9 p.m. This is open to anybody who really has any type of interest in what we're doing, what's coming to Toledo. We've got some really cool stuff to talk about pretty soon. There's going to be a major film production coming to Ohio, and 9 days of it are going to be shot right here at Hollywood Casino. There's going to be a need for 108 extras that will be able to work for up to 9 days, with the potential of maybe getting 5 more days out. So there's money to be made for people with very little experience. There's a group that we work with called Toledo Talent, where we're going to set up some basic kind of introductory courses for these extras so that they can be prepared when filming comes to be productive members of the crew. And this is just one of many. I mean, this is a $44 million movie, if my numbers are correct. And, you know, a lot of that money is going to get spent right here in Northern Ohio, and hopefully, you know, right here in Toledo. So we want to bring more of that here and get anybody who's interested involved, and hopefully eventually get the schools involved and stuff like that, so we can, you know, start getting people that are interested in this, not just going through their life to build, you know, the base for a career and then leaving Toledo as soon as they get their degree, but to be able to stay and work right here.
So if you have that interest in acting, behind the camera stuff, The Mixture is a great place to do some networking, and it's free, right?
Absolutely. Anybody is welcome to come out. If you're under 21, maybe come out with a guardian. But other than that, yeah, we would definitely like to talk to anybody. We'd be happy to answer the questions. Most of our board will be on hand, and it's always a great entertaining time. We only do them once every quarter, so it's never too much, and we haven't had a bad party yet.
Great. Give Film Toledo a follow. Give a look up to Jake and Cooper's Bark Park. Please follow. It's still Dougie Fresh on Instagram, right?
The Dougie Fresh.
The Dougie.
D-O-U-G-I-E-F-R-E-S-H.
I see you so many places now, your stuff so many places. I see Doug Heinbaugh, your real name, more than Dougie Fresh now.
I got Facebook going. It's coming up.
Well, yep.
It's all the same thing.
The extremely gifted, talented, kind, self-sacrificing, skilled, opinionated, good friend of John Mellencamp, Doug Heinbaugh.
You're way too kind, and I always appreciate you and everything that you do. You know, your work with the mental health community, your work in trying to, you know, showcase the best in Toledo, and, you know, your work in calling out, you know, some of the things that might not be right here and bringing some attention to them so that we can get them solved. So you are a treasure to Toledo yourself, Eric Chase, and I appreciate your time.
Was that code for me being a jerk on the Toledo Reddit board? Because I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, I'm right there with you, man. I gotta be careful when I post there, because I'm usually like, I can get going.
Hey, my name is Jason. I'm 28, and I'm coming down from Bay City, Michigan. What's a good place to eat in Toledo? Oh, stop at the post, please.
No, it's called, there's three words that make everything easier for people on Reddit. Search the sidebar.
Thank God. Thank you for the time so much. This was perfect. DeSanta will be happy, and you're the best.
Yeah, right back at you, Eric Chase. I hope you have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing you again soon.